Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I guess I'll start off by saying happy holidays. It is the holiday, right? Yeah, that holiday. Oh, okay. Yeah. When did that become a holiday? Oh, okay. There was one time, I think I mentioned this before, about my whole wisdom teeth incident. Yeah, it was very, 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 very unfortunate. Definitely something that I do not wish upon anyone. It was just bad. Bad. On so many levels, bad all the way around. Don't worry. I'm not going to retell this story, because if you want to hear it again, you can just check the archives.
It is up, right?
Yeah. Check the archives. Yeah, and it's definitely that time to revisit, not the archives, but revisit my entire thought process of go ahead and completing the Wisdom Teeth mission. Definitely got to complete it. Definitely thinking about it. It's just going to have to go down. I don't know. You know, I'm a little skeptical of dentists, even though some of them are friends. Maybe most of them aren't. But they do know what's best, right? That is their job, to lead, direct, and help you make the right choices, make the right decisions. So why would my dentist lead me down a path of wrongness? I'm starting to revisit my whole notion of not wanting to just go ahead and get the last one, you know, get the last one out. But you got to remember that whole incident was so traumatic. I still sometime wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweats. And I just grab my face. It's like, oh, okay. It was only a dream. And I was reading Word Up magazine. It happened. I'm definitely at the point now where it's all of this going to get revisited. And maybe there's possible, actually, definitely. There are definitely some things that I'm going to do different. There are definitely going to be some decisions I'm going to have to say. We're going to do it this way. We're not doing it that way anymore. You know what? Okay. But no. No, thank you. Just giving me the little shot so I can numb it up. Do you feel this? Do you feel that? Are you okay? You trying to hold a conversation with me and I got all this stuff in my mouth? Come on. Let's skip all that. I don't want to hold a conversation with you. I know that you really don't care about my day or what's happening and all of this other jazz. Besides, I find it rude that you're trying to talk to me when I got my mouth full. How about you just concentrate on doing your job? How about you just concentrate on making sure that I have less pain as possible? Yeah, let's stick to that. Stick to me having little to zero pain. And then after all that's over with, we can talk about how my day was. We can talk about how the things are going, or how I've been, and how the family's doing, and how the car's holding up, and how my baseball team is competing. We can have that conversation after you finish your job. Hey, don't let me bother you. Don't let me disturb you. Don't let me distract you. Don't let me take you from your main job. I know what you're thinking. I can sense it. But my main job is to make sure that you feel wanted. Nah, bruh. No. I think somewhere you misinterpret. Somewhere we got lost in translation. Somewhere we're just not speaking the same language. Because your number one job is make sure I don't feel any pain. Your number one job is to make sure I don't feel the blood gushing out of my mouth. Your number one job is for me to feel no pain. Side note, feel no pain means survive too. Yeah. Feel no pain, survive. Feel no pain, survive. Hey, hand in hand. Can't have one without the other. Can't have one without the other. So let me just clear that up right now. Right now. And the first time we went through this, the first time I had to feel pain. First time, it seemed as though the conversation was more important. And you know I can't talk, but I tried. I tried talking. I tried doing everything you wanted me to do. Oh, never mind that I'm just choking on something and I'm not going to eat. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to bring it up again. People can revisit it, what I was choking on, but it wasn't water. It was not water. No. Not water. And I can feel you crushing my tooth when you couldn't pull one of them out. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't water that was gushing out and running down the side of my face. Pretty sure that wasn't water. Pretty sure of that. So how about, hey, you know, I've been there, done that. I like to grow as a human. I like to grow as a person. Personal growth, all for it. You should want. You should do the same. How about that? How about that? Same. So we've been there, done that. We've did the whole blood thing. We did the whole choking thing. We did the whole crushing tooth and pulling and yanking. We've done all that. How about let's try something new? Let's do something different. Let's not get bored with it. Let's not be boring, I should say. Let's change up the flow. Let's switch it up. How about this? How about you concentrate on and work on me having no pain, me feeling no pain? I'm good with that. I'm happy with that. I like that. I want that. Hey, let's make that priority number one. Side note, surviving hand in hand, no pain, surviving hand in hand, no pain. Hey, let's. Just saying. Let's make that priority number one. Okay. Can we do that? Can we make that happen? Hopefully it's not too big of a deal. Hopefully it's not too big of a problem. Because if you really need to know how I'm doing, if you really need to know what's going on and how my day is, how about this? How about you call me the day before? How about we hold this conversation the day before? How about we have this conversation afterwards? How about we have this conversation at a different time? Preferably at a time where I don't have all your gear and the gauze and all that stuff in my mouth. Hey, you know, that's not too much to ask. I believe I'm paying you good money. Good money. That's not too much to ask. How about, I think it's a fair trade. I think it's even. You know what? I'll even be willing to pay a little extra. If we can do zero pain. Zero pain. Oh, side note, surviving, zero pain, surviving, zero pain, hand in hand, hand in hand. I pay more for zero pain and surviving. Extra. How about let's make that happen. Let's strive for greatness. Let's do that. Let's go down that road. Let's go down that path. Let's do it. That's something that would interest me more so than this conversation. I'm doing air quotes so you can understand and get that I mean business. Air quotes, conversation. Get the visual. You got it. Fingers up and down, air quotes. Okay, moving along. That's what I want. I'm pretty sure that's not too much to ask, and I'm pretty sure my request is reasonable. We just got to make that happen. We just have to make that happen. And to make this happen, you gotta put me under. You gotta knock me out. Not knock out, but knock out. But I'm scared. I am fearful. I'm troubled. This thought actually keeps me up at night. Think about it. I've already witnessed firsthand the damage you can do while I'm awake. And now I'm supposed to put all my faith and all my trust, and you're getting it right, and you're doing things the correct way while I'm under, knocked out, not conscious. Ooh. Are you sure I can't have anyone else in the room recording this while this takes place? That would make me feel safer. I'll feel more comfortable if that was the case. You sure? It can't be arranged. It can't be done. Because I feel as though, let me be honest. See, and for this to work, we have to be honest. For this to work, you have to know my thoughts, and you have to tell me the truth, and you have to tell me your thoughts. And from there, it's back forth. Give, take. Let me be honest. Or let me be blunt, I should say, because I'm being honest. Can I really trust that I'm going to be unconscious and I'm going to wake up again and I'm going to have an extra head, or I'm going to be missing an arm, or I'm going to be missing a kidney, or I'm going to be missing something that I need but I don't need at the time? Or something that I need, but I don't need it currently. But when it comes to when I need it, I don't have it. And then I don't realize that I don't have it until I need it. Is this going to be a situation like that? Because I feel, I kind of think it's going to be a situation like that. I mean, if you are the type of person that would break, pull, yank, choke. You know what? I can forgive and forget all of those things. The main thing that bothers me, you're trying to hold a conversation, you're trying to talk to me while I got gauze and you're trying to work. How about you just concentrate on working and doing a job? Because as I think more and more about the situation, as I recall this traumatic experience in my life, I believe if you were focused, I wouldn't experience any of that. I wouldn't have had any of that pain. If you were focused on the task at hand and not so concerned about how I'm doing, look at me. How do you think I'm doing? How do you think I feel? that thing that's rolling down the side of my face that's not red, that's a tear. Yeah, I'm crying. Oh, wow. Do people cry because they happy? Yay. Oh, that's what you think this is? You think I'm happy? You think I'm crying because I'm happy? You think I'm crying and tears are rolling down my eyes or face because this is happy time? This is happy. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm just full of joy. I'm crying. You misread that situation completely. I can't talk. I can only. And if you can understand that, why in the heck you couldn't actually be, you know, competent in your work? Hashtag just saying. And that's the thing. The conversation, the asking me how I'm doing, you can't read the situation. You can't see the tears rolling down my face. You had a 50-50 chance. Either he's happy or he's hurting. Happy or hurting. You could even flip the coin and you probably would have been right, whatever that coin flip was. Because a coin flip, it never misreads the situation. The coin flip, always trust it. Always trust it. Asking me how I feel when you can see the pain, you can see the blood. You know I'm choking because I'm sitting there just grasping for someone to suction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if I was unconscious, none of this would have happened or none of this would have took place. And would I survive? Would I survive? Would I wake up with a giraffe head next to me? Would I wake up with an extra finger or a missing finger? Or would I wake up at all? So these decisions have been keeping me up at night. Unfortunately, I think I have to get the last one out. I have to get the last one out, and getting the last one out, it's definitely an adventure. But I don't know if it's an adventure that I would like to do anytime soon. However, I got to. If only you can focus. If only you can focus. I wouldn't have to go under. But it looks like the evanescence of me is going under. Another thing that's going under is the more sports starting. So much competition in sports is going on. So much. NBA. Hello. Welcome back. Missed you. How long you been gone? 2-3 months? Seems like 20. Let's make this work. NHL. How you doing? It's still hot, not cold. Don't know how to you keep the ice from melting, but hey, I believe you can do it. Let's start the season. Baseball, it's getting cold, but hey, come on. Let's play some baseball. I want to see playoffs. That other sport that pretends to be football. Yeah, that's it. Nothing. And football. Yes. So many events. Bring it on. Anyway, there's definitely some topics and stories that we're going to address on the show. And there's another interesting or pretty. Oh, there's another concept that we want to hit too. And there's definitely some stories that would help us be able to pull it off. Is that the word? Pull it off? No. Okay. That's not the word. I don't know what the word is, but it would help. It will help. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. It's not that show, but it's this.